Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time big book study meeting. Today we are reading from the big book. We're in the chapter We Agnostics. We're on page 45 today, taking apart paragraph 3, which begins with, "We know how he feels," and ends over on page 46 at the end of that paragraph with, "But it was fleeting and soon lost." Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., the 12 Traditions, Rhonda R., reading the text today and support, Elaine B., Dana P., Brandy M., Janice P.M., listen for her, she's newcomers and sponsors, and then Robin P. at the end for announcements this morning. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be Monday, March 22nd, 16626, 16,626. And then today in the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting that just happened a bit ago, share ID number for the 23rd is 16630, 16,630. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Melanie. It's always great to hear your voice. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in God's grace. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Number two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Number six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve today.
Thank you, Terry H., and Terry H. is from Florida. Mm-hmm. I will now ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first, personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for letting me do service today.
Thank you so much, Rhonda R. And Rhonda's from Georgia. Thanks again. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And just keep in mind that the star 1 key function is the only way that muting is going on around here, so it might catch you off guard if you think you're doing otherwise. So be aware of that one. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 45 in the chapter, We Agnostic, and we're taking apart paragraph 3 today. And it begins with, we know how he feels, and then ends with, on the page 46, but it was fleeting and soon lost. And I would like to ask Elaine B. to please read that entire paragraph and share her experience with it. And then after Elaine, we'll open up to the entire fellowship to comment on that paragraph. Good morning, Elaine. Thank you.
Good morning, Melody C. Thank you for all your beautiful service. Okay, we know how he feels. We have shared his honest doubt and prejudice. Some of us have been violently anti-religious. To others, the word God brought up a particular idea of him which someone had tried to impress upon us during childhood. Perhaps we rejected this particular conception because it seemed inadequate. With that rejection, we imagined we had abandoned the God idea entirely. We were bothered with the thought that faith and dependence upon a power beyond ourselves was somewhat weak and even cowardly. We looked upon this world of warring individuals, warring theological systems, and inexplicable calamity with deep skepticism. We looked askance at many individuals who claimed to be godly. How could a supreme being have anything to do with it all? And who could comprehend such a supreme being anyhow? Yet, in other moments, we found ourselves thinking, when enchanted by a starlit night, who then made all this? There was a feeling of awe and wonder, but it was fleeting and soon lost. Well, we started out with, we know how he feels. How did he feel? You know, it says that this book is our main objective is to find a power greater than ourselves, which will solve our problem. But, you know, when we mention God, that can be a problem for us. Boy, if we've gone this far, we've accepted the fact that we are compulsive overeaters and we need help beyond ourselves. Everything we've done, everything we've tried has not been able to get us out of our compulsive overeating behaviors. And that was my experience. I see a lot of adjectives of reactions to this idea of a higher power, something new. Okay, I have to accept that I've got an allergy of the body and obsession of the mind and that I can't do this on my own. But this idea of God, you know, some have been violently anti-religious. Some rejected a concept because it is inadequate. Some have abandoned the God idea entirely. We were bothered with it. Faith and dependence on God is weak and cowardly. We look with deep skepticism at this world. How could any creator have anything to do with that? We looked askance at the idea of a supreme being. All of these things are blocks. They're blocks, just like our misunderstanding about our allergy of the body, the obsession of the mind. So these are the things that we have to look at in order to make a beginning, because we're looking at, we agnostics, we don't know. We have to have a little crack in the door that's open. There's a beautiful prayer. It's called the set-aside prayer. It says, God, help me set aside everything I think I know. And we can fill in the blank about God and be open to a new experience. And that's exactly what I had to do. I thought I had a relationship with God, but it wasn't enough. In fact, it was church where I gained 100 pounds. There was something wrong. There was something I did not know about a power greater than myself. But what this requires is openness. Whatever our reactions to this idea of a power greater than ourselves, whether it's somebody who's tried to pound on our door and tell us you must do it this way, or some previous spiritual person in our life that really treated us poorly, some bad examples of people who go by the name of this faith or that faith, we can't put our confidence in them. We have to open a door that we can believe in. We need to have a new experience with something that we can eventually utterly abandon ourselves to. So this is our beginning of looking at the fact that we don't know everything. We don't have what it takes to get over our compulsive overeating, or we wouldn't be here. We need to find a power that will. And so we get to look at all of these reactions, you know, our skepticism, looking at askance, calling, considering people cowardly, being violently into whatever it is. We have to set these things aside so that we can be open to a new experience. I love the idea of creator of the stars, or the monarch butterfly that can fly from one part of the planet, thank you, to another without any direction. That's what helped me. So I will pass with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Elaine B. from Massachusetts. The lines are now open for those that want to comment on paragraph 3, page 45 of the big book, and it begins with, we know how he feels. If you're interested in doing that and you haven't shared in the last 3 days, we'd love to be able to take your name and your state possibly if you'd like to, and just to be sure that we do value everyone's experience here. But if you have shared, we'd ask that you step back. If you shared on Friday or Monday, then tomorrow would be your first day to share again, please. Who would like to comment on paragraph 3?
Liz S., New Hampshire.
Hi, Liz. Thanks.
IVS.
IVS.
Jamie C.
Jamie C.
Robin P.
Robin P.
Zissel E.
Zissel. Did you say E like Edward?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so in the interest of time, we're going to take that list of five. Liz S., Ivy S, Jamie C, Robin P, and Zecil E. First up is Liz, and then Ivy, you'll follow. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, it's Liz S in New Hampshire, and there is a small part of this paragraph that I was very much a part of my life. It only took 6 years, 6 years of Catholic school as a child to have a very, very negative influence on me. And I think that it was very, very straightforward. You behave yourself, you do well, you go to heaven. You do otherwise, you go straight to hell. There was no gray area. And that stayed with me for years and years. And when I finally left Catholic school and stopped going to Catholic church, God left as well. So I didn't grow up with any concept of God. And what I did find, and it's on the next page, is we looked askance at many individuals who claimed to be godly. I just scoffed at my grandmother, who went to church every day. And it took me a long time to realize that married to an active alcoholic, that's probably what kept her going. I'm sure it's what kept her going. She was married to this man until he died from the disease. And going to church every day is likely what made it possible for her to raise five children and do it. But I never questioned that there were bad things that happened. I never thought God caused it. I never thought God killed my brother or my mother, or, you know, that the Holocaust was an act of God. I just thought that if I didn't do good, I would be in some way punished. And it took me years to get over that. And it wasn't until, oddly enough, I read a particular piece of literature, that a very famous piece of literature, where it was simply described as, you know, God was good, and the other was just evil, and man made a choice between good and evil. And that really started me thinking very differently about the concept of God. And then I came, of course, to program, and I'll close with it helped me thinking of what Evie told Bill. Why don't you choose your own conception? And that's precisely what I began to do, and it was really a groundbreaker for me. And with that, I'll close.
Thank you very much, Liz S. from New Hampshire. Ivy S., your state, please, if you give it, and then Jamie C. will follow you. Hi, Ivy.
Yes, Ivy S. from California.
Got it, thanks.
Okay, Ivy S., compulsive overeater and bulimic. And, my own spiritual connection to a higher power has been definitely strengthened since coming to Overeaters Anonymous. And I thought I had a higher power, and I did have a higher power before coming to Overeaters Anonymous this last time. But just personal to me, what I found was that I was still blocked with the food, and it was giving up this addiction with, my comfort foods that I became willing to, or I was able to really get that connection with my own higher power. And really for what feels to me like the first time, really having a connection with a higher power that, was walking hand in hand with me and is walking hand in hand with me. The ability to just have some level of comfort in my own skin and not having to reach for, X, Y, and Z. That is not me. So I can't really answer for some of the other things that go on. But I know in my own personal world, not being trapped in that cycle of, the binging and then the purging, and then just the self-hatred that I would have, post and the obsession, like, and not having to do that. I know that doesn't come from me, but, you know, it's leaning on this program and the higher power. And I often feel that spiritualness when I'm in program, you know, just it just kind of all encompasses it. So I'm really grateful for this program and, you know, this program and putting the food down and working this program and all that it entails just helps me have this new relationship with a higher power that I didn't even know was possible, you know. And so I'm very grateful. And that's all I wanted to share. So thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much. IVS from California. Chapter, We Agnostics, page 45, paragraph 3 is the focus of our study today. If you'd like to join us in commenting on that. But for now, we'll continue with the lineup that we have. Jamie C., you're up next, and then Robin P. will follow you. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, this is Jamie C. in Pennsylvania. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm so grateful to get to share today, and I actually just got bounced out of the call right before my share, so I'm grateful that I got back on the line in time. Paragraph is just, it's really meaningful to me. It kind of points out some of my my insecurities when it comes to having an idea of God and a relationship with religion. I grew up not having any relationship to a higher power. I had parents who didn't really believe in anything, and, you know, my grandmother trying to drag me to church, and I wanted to go. Like, I felt like I wanted some kind of belonging and some kind of understanding, and I just never had that. So, you know, I sort of read this with, like, the idea that I kind of always wished I had some kind of religion that someone forced on me, because I didn't have it. And when I tried to get recovery, I just felt like such an outsider. I didn't even have an idea of God that I could reject. I had nothing. How do I create that from nothing? And where do I begin? It's been a journey, and it still is. It's something that I have to look at constantly, and it's just this developing and caring relationship that I've developed with my higher power, and it truly is one that I've created, because I didn't bring anything with it that from my past, and I've tried, you know, to fit in to a religion that would accept me, and I always felt like such a phony. And I figured if I couldn't, like, fit in here, then, like, God would never help me with this eating. And I'm just really grateful that this program is here and designed this way so that I can have this relationship with God and see it working in my life and taking care of me in a way that nothing ever has. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Jamie C., from Pennsylvania, I believe. Next up is Robin P., currently in Florida, and then Zyso, you'll follow. And then we're going to open it up for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 45 in the chapter We Agnostic in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you. You've arrived with a group at a group of Overeaters Anonymous. Okay, you're up. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks, Mel. Hi, everybody. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in Vero Beach, Florida. Oh, wow, I came in such a devout atheist. I was so proud of myself that, you know, and I so believed myself, you know, and I was raised that way. And it was really hard for me when I saw God on the walls when I originally came into the program, and I really felt very strongly that they just, everyone in the room had substituted one crutch for another. And I left, and I was so desperate for help. I was bulimic. I was anorexic. And at times I was a compulsive overeater. And at that point I was, it was really important for my career too, that I was on Broadway, and I needed to really get this together. And you know, I just left so disenchanted. I think someone's unmuted if you just check the mute status. And somebody said to me, just any power greater than your disease, because you worship food, and food is your God. And anytime you have any feeling of any kind, you run to your God, which is food. And that was true for me. And how was that working for me? It wasn't working for me at all. It left me completely bereft. I never once felt good about myself or grew spiritually after a binge or after I purged. I never once felt proud of myself. I never was of service to anybody. I was alone. You know, I always remember that isolation and illness begin with I, and wellness begins with we. And the more we I have in my life, the more I recover. And, you know, God is so the center of my world, you know, and when I keep my eyes on him, no matter what's going on today, this program has always been my bridge to God. And without this program, I never would have been open to a God. And I had an experience once after that time with a voice, and I asked, and I got a big answer. And but without this program, I never would have been open, honest, open, or willing to receive that gift of God in my life. And I love that it's a power greater than ourselves, of our own understanding, you know, and it evolves. And just to let my recovery evolve and grow, I get to keep growing spiritually and being of service to God and my fellows, no matter what's going on, and one day at a time. And, you know, I just can't worship something else instead of my higher power. That's what it always comes down to. My focus needs to stay on being of service to God and my fellows. And I'm so grateful for my abstinence and my recovery today, and all of you. And I love you all so much. I'm so grateful for you. And I'll be eternally grateful for you. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day, and I pass. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Robin P. Thanks. Zysel, you're up next for 3 minutes. And then after Zysel, we'll open up the lines for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 45 of the big book. I look forward to your story. But for now, let's spend 3 minutes with Zysel. Hi.
Hi, Zysel E.
Thank you.
Illinois, a compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for letting me share and participate in the meeting, which is a little scary for me because I'm kind of new, but I really appreciate the structure of this meeting following the big book. And in this paragraph, my favorite sentence is really, its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. I just love how definitive that wording is. I've been listening to some tapes someone on the group recommended of Lori C. that's kind of helped explain what's going on with the big book to me. And, you know, just seeing the sentence, you know, this morning is the first thing I read after I had a hard time yesterday dealing with a customer in my business who was, I didn't think so nice to me. And, I realize now, looking back, just really just trying to trigger me and be, you know, kind of nasty and get a rise out of me. And I kept thinking about it. What did I do wrong? And then to see this today, find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. I mean, my eating is really related to, you know, my thoughts and feelings and emotions with the stuff that goes on in my life, like, you know, certain family members not feeling well, feeling aggravation with work and customers, and just feeling aggravation with everything, you know, not going the way I want it to go. And reading this reminded me that, you know, I can just do my best with people in my business and my family and let go and turn to this power that's greater than myself. And if I can do that, he will help me solve my problems. And one of which is compulsive overeating. So I'm really happy that I didn't turn to food last night after this person got me so aggravated and upset. I you know, I texted some OA people. I talked to my husband and a friend about what happened, and I didn't eat. So I'm really grateful for that, and I'm just also grateful for the kindness and the kind voices on the meeting. I feel like for me, that's kind of proof that there's a God in the world, that this world is not all evil, that we do have a choice between good and evil, and we can choose to be kind and to let God into our lives. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ziesel. That's Ziesel E. from Illinois. The lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 45 of the Big Book. Although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience too on this line, on this particular paragraph. If you shared on Friday or Monday, then Tuesday would be your day to be able to share. But for now, I'd like to take a list of names and first name, first initial, or last name, and the state, if you'd like.
Gary K., California.
Gary Catherine K., California. Catherine N., like Nancy?
Yes, Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
K.S., Washington.
K.S., like Sam from Washington, okay.
Correct.
Okay, I'll count that as what we have now since it's gone quiet. Gary K. from California, Catherine N. from Virginia, and K.S. You're up first for 3 minutes, Gary. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you all. Thank you for being here, every single one of you. I'm Gary K. in California, and I love this higher power stuff. I'm so impressed. I guess I should be impressed with Bill W. because I think I'm a believer that God was, you know, he was the right hand of God, meaning doing this agnostic paragraph. And, you know, I believe he was a Christian man, and that he would, it was God that led him to the fact that it was a higher power that any of us would create. I mean, all religions are accepted. Even if you're agnostic or atheist, you're accepted. And so, I still have a little bit of a struggle with trying to create this God of our own understanding. I find that interesting, you know, if that makes any sense. But and I love how he talked about calamity in the war in the world, and you know, I have to believe God had nothing to do with that, you know, and that there's so much around me that is God driven, and I believe that Big Book is, you know, is chiseled with a higher power throughout that book. I just think it's so impressive. I'm still kind of amazed with the fact that he still included the word God in that, you know, in the Big Book, because my belief, it might be turning off some people. And so, and he was so inclusive to all people. And of course, that's what I love, because I do have some Christian friends and stuff. And, sometimes it's hard with me because it's one way or the highway, and at least I guess that's their way, that's their path, and that's their right. And I have to believe that all of our religions and whatever we conceive as higher power, atheist or agnostic, leads to us and can help us in this recovery. So that's it, and I'm so glad to share. I haven't shared for a while, and I guess I'm just filled in love, and I love all of you. Bye.
Thank you, Gary K. And Gary K. from California. Next up is Catherine N. from Virginia. Catherine, do you want to press star one, please? And then we'll be able to hear your share this morning for three.
Hi, this is Catherine N. from Virginia.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah, this is, I feel like this is a very important paragraph in the book, just because, you know, the Big Book is all about finding and developing a relationship with the God of our understanding. I, you know, first of all, you know, I have to admit that I'm powerless over food, and that you know, was I can't stop eating on my own unaided will, and and that the only answer is relating to a higher power and turning my will and life over. So I just so appreciate the big book, and I also just appreciate these meetings and you know, the opportunity to work the program, to work the steps through this big book. And this paragraph is just a wonderful reminder, at least the one sentence, is that, you know, the main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. And what I have come to believe, besides in a higher power, is that God will solve all my problems, not just my compulsive eating, but will solve all of my life's problems if I turn to that power. And that is it's so freeing, and it's just, it's a wonderful thing. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Catherine N. from Virginia. KS from Washington, if you press star one, we'd like to hear your share for three. KS, a real quick star one, we'll unmute your mic to be able to be heard. Yeah, I do now.
Thank you. I thought I was unmuted, but
Yeah, it's only the star one key function, madam, please. Thanks.
Yeah, yes, correct. I am so grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful for this meeting and for your service and all the people that work together to make this service available to us compulsive overeaters. This paragraph and this chapter really hit home for me. I came, the whole thing about the honest doubt and prejudice, I was that in spades when I came into the program. My dad was a strong believer in God, and I grew up going to church every week. But by the time I was in high school and learned about all the wars fought over religions, I had a very hard time anymore believing in a God, because I felt like everyone's God was different and they were fighting over it, and it just seemed pointless and destructive. So I rejected all of that, and I assumed OA was a religious program, and I never would have walked in the doors of an OA meeting except that some kind person approached me at work who was a program person, and one spring day she had noticed I had gained a significant amount of weight over the winter, and kindly approached me and asked if I'd heard of OA and would I be interested in coming with her to a meeting. And when I bristled and said, well, I'm not into that whole God thing, I'm not really a religious person, she explained it wasn't a religious program, and so I was convinced I could come in it being a spiritual program, because I thought of myself as a spiritual person. Anyway, I absolutely love this chapter and wish it was the first thing I had read coming into OA. It wasn't, but when I got to it and realized I could form my own concept of a higher power, and I'm still forming that concept. It's basically a higher power of my ununderstanding, as some people have said. But it's my experience that is leading me to a new experience of God. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And again, thank you all for allowing me to share and for being there every day for people who are trying to recover from this horrible disease. Thank you.
Thank you so much, KS from Washington State. Looks like there's time for about two, maybe three additional comments on paragraph 3, page 45 of the big book. It begins with, "We know how he feels." Quite a long paragraph there. If you'd like to comment, please give me your name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state so we can get a hold
Aura
of you.
R.
Aura R. Hey, hello.
California.
Yeah, Susie, thank you. Who else? There you go, Susie. That's what I missed.
North Carolina.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Do we have one more just in case where there's time? If not, we'll move on in the interest of time. Okay, great. Let's go with that lineup then. We have Aura R for three. I heard somebody.
Thank you.
Alexis F. Did I hear Alexis F like Frank?
Yes.
Great. Thanks so much. Aura, your 3 minutes starts now. Hi, good morning to you. Star one, please.
Good morning. Aura, our compulsive overeater. And I am fairly new to the program. I should say newly abstinent, but not new to the program. I started back in 1990 and thought I had a higher power. And I do have a higher power of my understanding, but what I don't have is that reliance when it comes to food. And I just completed step one, so this is the perfect step for me to be reading this morning. And, you know, I came with that. It talked about how we looked askance at many individuals who claimed to be godly, and that was my problem as a younger child and growing up. It was kind of thrown in my face that you had to behave a certain way, and I did embrace a church for a while, but then people in the church failed me, and I took that as God failing me, and I didn't even know I was angry at God until I did some work in another program. But I think what keeps me on track a lot is thinking of God as good, orderly direction. And that's how I think of the steps of the program, is that good, orderly direction. But where I fail is with the food. You know, I fail to come to bring it to God. I fail to lay it at his feet. So I'm trusting one more time that the steps are going to lead me to that closer relationship. And I know in order to overcome this addiction with my food, that I have to become closer to God. I have to find that reliance. And that's what I'm searching for. I'm searching for, you know, I've had a few spiritual experiences during cancer diagnosis and cure. And, you know, I know that's there, but it's that reliance that I struggle with. It's that struggle between self-reliance and reliance on a power greater than myself. And I know that's that possibility in this program. I know that's there for me. I just have to surrender and find my way there. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much. Aura R. from California. Next up is Susie F. from North Carolina. Hi, Susie. Star one, please.
Hi, I'm Susie from North Carolina. I'm very new to the program. I really only began this month. I have been abstinent. I'm working on my plan a little. It's got bugs in it. And I've got a sponsor. And I've been praying. I do have a higher power. And I always thought I had. I always thought he was my friend. And I'm reconnecting with him a lot. And taken all this to him, and it's amazing because I feel so much better. I pray in bed. Every morning I've been doing devotions. I do other devotions other than OA, and I've been eating my breakfast and praying and being thankful for the food that I need, but not loving it. And he's helping me. Weight loss is slow, and it probably will be for a long time, but I know I've got a higher power, and I know he's my friend. I've always known he was my friend from a little girl. It's just coming back to me, I guess. Anyway, I hope I help somebody, and thank you for all your shares. Bye.
Thank you very much, Susie F. from North Carolina. Alexis F., you're up next. If you press star one, please. You have your 3 minutes to start now.
Yes, this is Alexis F. from New Jersey. I was brought up with a black and white God. You know, either you did what you had to do, or you went to hell, or you were obedient and you went to heaven. I get like that with my food sometimes when I say, did I eat too much fat on my meat? Did I have a pear that was too sweet? And what, you know, and if when I get into the love of God, when when I'm growing and into the love of God, And then I say to myself, be kind and gentle with yourself. And when I get into the why am I a compulsive overeater? Why do I have these three physical disabilities? You know, it's what to do with it that God teaches me. This program teaches me what to do with my compulsive eating. The why is the wrong question, but it's the sizzle. And the steak is abstinence. But it's not the black and white abstinence. It's the gray abstinence. And that's what I'm learning in learning to love myself. The weight comes off according to God's plan. When I'm too critical of myself in every way, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, and I'm putting either too much time into one area and neglecting the other, I'm not doing what God's plan is for me, because he wants me to be healthy in all areas of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I had another dream last night that I was healed. And I don't know what I was healed of. In the dream, it just said, after 30 years of suffering, I've been healed. And I was going around kissing all these people saying, thank you that I've been healed. And I woke up this morning and I was on my exercise bike. And I thought of a negative thought. And I thought, no, it's not going to take that happy feeling away from me. I was thrilled in that dream. I was so, so happy. And I thought, it's not going to take that happiness away from me. I'm going to go right back to that dream and think about that time when I thought, you know, I had a healing. So I pass for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alexis F. from New Jersey. And that looks like, honestly, it's a good time to be able to stop today so that we have an opportunity to grab up more sponsors today, which will be very, very helpful for many of us here this morning. So if you'll indulge me in that extra minute or minute and a half to offer over to the next unrecorded hour, I surely appreciate that. So as we wrap up this meeting and come together to stop the recording, remember, we do have an additional 10 minutes left of our meeting this morning that we will continue with after we've wrapped up this particular meeting. Nice and neatly. So in the meantime, I'd like to ask Dana P. if she would please read from the big book on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then we will all then say the Serenity Prayer together as we transition to the last 10 minutes of the meeting. Thank you so much, Team Tuesday. We have one more week to go this month. I just love having your friendship and your partnership in this meeting. Hi, Dana. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. Dana P., here, compulsive overeater in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.